or night, you've tuned in to the podcast that you need in your life. I'm your host, Mo, and welcome to the Mean Girls 1821 Experience, what we call it, a podcast where we mean what we say, say what we mean, and we do it all within 3 to 5 minutes-ish. Why-ish? Because sometimes the Holy Spirit be taking over, and we're never going to quench the Spirit. Amen? Amen. Nevertheless, you know the deal, you know the drill. Let's honor ourselves. I say it every single week. Over 60 episodes worth. That's wild, right? It's a wild time. But God is faithful. Life be lifin', and adulting is ghetto. So if you just took one progressive step today, that's better than no steps at all, because some of us are literally trying to make it minute by minute. Now, the premise of this podcast is truth. So each and every Friday, via my YouTube channel and or using your podcast app, I'm going to encourage you to do 3 things. Number one, show up fully, because those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind. To walk with integrity, and last but not least, to reflect, because beloved, sometimes the issue is you. So without further ado, let's start today's episode. So the other day, I was thinking about this concept of letting go, as we are currently in the last month of 2022. Now, I am not a person that believes every year you got to cut off. I believe the trees, or the leaves rather, that don't belong will fall off automatically. So I don't spend time analyzing who I gotta cut off. Whoever doesn't belong will fall off. But I do believe that that concept is a lot harder to accept than we give, you know, honest opinion on, right? Like, everybody's so quick to be like, yep, moving on. Well, it's hard to move on when you love people, places, and spaces. And I think the reason why it can be difficult to move on is because sometimes we believe those we love, because they are progressing, that God will not progress us outside of them. Right? And so we believe that if we don't remain attached, then the blessings that are on their lives, for whatever reason, will skip us. Now, even saying that out loud sounds crazy, because the blessings that are meant for you are for you. Your blessings are never gonna be attached to the person. I said it on social media the other day. A lot of us are chasing the blessings of God and not his being. And so you're chasing his hand and not his heart, not realizing with his heart will come things that you can see in your hand, right? And so a couple of things that I wanted to bring up as it relates to that, so that you don't get caught up in somebody else's race. And we talk about that in the Mean Girl Gang, my e-course. So if you haven't enrolled, ladies, please do so. Because it's really life-changing. I love that module, Identifying Your Mean Girl Track, because we tend to get caught up in the movement of others, assuming that God isn't working in us as well. Number one, movement does not always equal progress. You see, we see people and hear people say all the time, yeah, I'm making moves, but are you progressing? Jogging in place is also movement. But you ain't going nowhere. That's called a jog in place. Okay? I can't get no help. Okay. Yeah. Just because you see people moving doesn't mean they're progressing, which brings me back to a statement I already stated. You have to run your race. You cannot worry about what other people are doing, because you'll get so caught up in movement and not realize they're not going anywhere. Forsaking your track that actually is meant to move you forward. Another concept that I want you to consider and think about is stop attaching your greatness, your blessing, your movement, your progress to people and realign with God. People are not the reason why you're doing well. God is. Will God use people? Yes. And if you're out of season and don't align, you can delay your progress. But your progress is not attached to people. It's attached to the will and the way of God. And so there are a few scriptures that I want you to kind of meditate on when you find yourself thinking that you're going to miss out if you don't remain attached. We could say that for relationships too. This is the best I've ever felt ignore how toxic it is. No one will ever give me the time of day like this, so I'm going to remain attached, because if not, I'll never feel this way again. In fact, a lot of narcissistic abusers use language like that to get you to believe that that's true, when in all actuality, they know that you're great. They're just not want, or they just don't want you to believe that for yourself. So, two scriptures that I want you, actually three, to consider when you find yourself attaching your race, your greatness, your blessings to other people, and assuming that your greatness will be stopped if you're no longer attached to them or it. Scripture number one is Matthew 6:33, and it says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." All these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You got to seek him first. Like I said before, seek his heart, not his hand. Don't seek his blessing. Seek his being. And it's easy to seek his being when you understand how good he's been. He's just been good. God is not random. He knows your personality. He knows your needs. He considers the little things. He genuinely does. He's not random about you. He knows every freckle on your face, every strand of hair on your head. Seek him first, and he's going to give you the desires of your heart. Scripture number two is Mark 10:27. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Now, for those of us who are creative, sometimes we believe if we don't attach ourselves to the right people, things will not happen for us. Guys, there are many goats out there. There's only one God. I'll say that again. There are many greatest of all times out there. Many. And there will continue to be greatest of all times. There is only one God. So never believe that something's going to stop if you aren't attached to a person or place. With man, it's impossible. Who cares if they don't like you, okay? That's impossible for man, not with God. Scripture three, my favorite, is Matthew 6:26. "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Reverend Naomi said it. "If each dresses a lilies with beauty and splendor, how much more will he love you? How much more will he love you? If he watches over, yeah, every sparrow, how much more will he love you?" How much more? He's dressing nature. If he's taking care of nature, where they're existing in the wild, carefree, how much more does he care for you? I pray that this blesses you. I love you. Mean it. Take care.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mean Girls 1821 podcast with me, your host, Mo. Tune in each and every Friday for a fresh episode exclusively found on my YouTube channel or using the podcast app. And always remember, words have power. So whenever you speak, mean what you say and say what you mean. Take care.